The Leslie Marshall Show, a true democracy in talk radio. Of, for, and by you, the people.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. I am not woman. I am Mark Levine, but I'm talking about women tonight. And I want to know if the press has been fair to Sarah Palin. Has it been sexist? Is it fair to challenge a vice president's credentials for the job, or is that just a sexist thing to do? And what about her daughter? Should it be off limits? What about the allegation, at least, that she's requiring her daughter to get married because she shouldn't have had sex in the first place? 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. I've got Mark still on the line. Mark, thanks for hanging on with me. Mark is a self-declared evangelical Christian, but he says he doesn't agree with many of his colleagues who have the same faith. Talk to me, Mark.
Like I had mentioned before, I think I'm a counselor, so I've worked with a lot of people that have been in situations like this, and it never seems to work out a lot of times when it comes to that. So for her to force her to get married, I think, is totally inappropriate. And as a Christian, I think it's actually going in the wrong direction when she's doing that with her.
Let me ask you this, because just in terms of teaching morality, I have no problem. In fact, I fully support people teaching morality to their children, their church teaching morality. I'm a firm believer in that. I think that's how we have a just society passed from generation to generation. But should the government force people to do the right thing, however you define it? When should the government require people to be moral? Now, I'm not talking about harming someone else. It's very easy for me to say, hey, the government should be around and should prevent me from harming my neighbor. I can't, you know, hit him or kill him or steal from him. I get that. That makes perfect sense to me. But when should the government tell someone, you know, you can't do what you want because it's wrong?
They should tell them very rarely, even when it comes to issues concerning abortion. I'm pro-life. But I also realize there are many people that aren't pro-life or pro-choice. I would be much more inclined to sit down at a table with pro-choice people and come up with solutions to decreasing pregnancy, unwanted pregnancies, rather than standing on a picket line and screaming at somebody who's pro-choice.
Well, that's interesting because that's largely what Obama is saying. He's saying that if we teach more contraception and we let people know their options, we can prevent unwanted pregnancies before they happen and before you even get to the very touchy issue of abortion. Do you agree with him on that?
Absolutely. In fact, many of the reasons I'm supporting, I'm actually a Republican, but I'm voting for Barack in November, is because the way he wants to reach across the aisle and reach and bring everybody to the table and try to come up with solutions rather than creating more rhetoric when it comes to things like this. Even sex ed, I believe that sex ed should be taught in schools. I think it should be taught better, but I also think that other alternatives to abstinence should be taught as well.
Well, let me ask you this, because it struck me that in watching the Democratic convention and watching the Republican convention, the Democrats were trying to reach out. They were reaching toward the middle. You heard Obama not say, you know, abortion on demand, but that these are tough arguments and we should try to reach out across. I mean, he's famous, in fact, for his 2004 speech talking about the fact that, you know, we have soccer moms and military in blue states and we have gay people in red states and we all have to sort of work together as Americans. My question for you is the Republican convention so far, particularly with Sarah Palin last night reading the speech by Matthew Scully, by the Bush speechwriters, seemed to have none of that reaching out. I just found it to be very negative, very harsh. I'm curious to know if you agree.
I do agree. In fact, the parts that I have watched, I was completely offended by a lot of the things that were said. And so it was difficult for me to sit there and even watch most of it because of the rhetoric and the foot stamping as far as we're going to get our way and we want to do this, we want to do that. I think it's not productive. It's anti-productive, actually, when it comes to fixing the problems we have in this country.
Yeah, I think it's tearing down rather than building up. Thanks so much for your call. I really appreciate it. And I want to be very clear. I am not against evangelical Christians at all. I'm not against any religion. You have the right to believe whatever you want to believe. This is America. Where I start to get upset is when people impose their own particular religious beliefs on people who don't share them. That's when I start bothering. I don't care what you believe as long as you let me believe what I want to believe. To me, that's what America is all about. Persuade me. persuade me not to do drugs. Heck, you know, I don't do drugs, but persuade somebody rather than force, say, well, you know, you smoked a joint, you're going to jail for a long time. That's just not the way it works. All right, didn't mean to get off on drug law. Let's go to Dave. Dave's been holding a long time. Welcome to Leslie Marshall Show.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Being an atheist, I completely agree with your last comment. I'm not opposed to religion. As a matter of fact, I embrace religion. I just don't like it when it starts to become a thorn bush to all of us. It's I would hope they could embrace atheism as much as they do. I appreciate religion. But as far as a child goes in a stadium, I would say as long as it wasn't expressing fear or concern or crying or anger or and you couldn't resolve that with some comfort, then probably the child should be removed. Then with the hockey mom, let's weave a web of terribleness with the word hockey mom. A hockey mom, she has three kinds of children. Not only are they all individuals of five, but they're all boys, girls, and disabled. Now, the boys, a hockey mom, now you have I was wondering if any of her teenage sons were pregnant or were teen parents, and was it because she was engaged in one part of the family, and or did she not talk about sex ed all those long travels and over and
she doesn't believe in doing that, Dave. She doesn't think that. Not only does she not believe in teaching it to her children, she thinks that no one that kids shouldn't learn it. Abstinence only. Children should be taught to just say no. Don't do sex. Just don't have sex until you're married. And that the government should be teaching that not just to evangelical Christian children. I mean, if the church wants to teach that, I have no problem with that. But that the government of the United States and each individual state should be teaching it to each child in public school in America. That's her view. That's the view that she will try to implement if she becomes ever president of the United States. And that's the view that she'll try to impress upon John McCain if she's vice president. And frankly, I haven't seen McCain's views that different. He was asked personally about abstinence-only education, and he said, I have the same policy as the Bush administration, which is to support it.
He also said that life begins at conception. There's a gentleman that was on his the gentleman that held the first interview with Obama and McCain. That guy, Rick Warren. He stated on a program that he agreed with Obama that the call was above him, and that it really isn't for us to decide if in fact there is a higher power or God. It's really up to him to decide, and it's really not for us to decide.
Dave, let me say this: if you believe that human life begins at conception, you know, that's fine. That's your personal belief.
Right.
There are some who believe, you know, the apple of my eye, that life begins before conception. There are people who would argue one of the reasons why the Catholic Church doesn't support contraception is because, they want to save the sperms and eggs because they themselves have value. You can begin at any time. In fact, what's interesting is that, again, the Catholic – I don't mean to pick on Catholics. Frankly,
no,
most
fine.
Catholics are very pro-Obama. But it seems to me that the church, the Catholic Church, didn't even proclaim life beginning at conception until 1869. Before that, they followed St. Augustine, which said that it begins at quickening, which is when apparently the fetus is awake enough or conscious enough to kick the mother. So look, this is a long-standing question. It is older than all of human history. And I think Barack Obama is right. It is above his pay grade. It seems to me, at the end of the day, I kind of like where Roe v. Wade came down. Roe v. Wade did not say abortion on demand. If you think it did, well, then you don't know your law. Let me tell you, I'm a constitutional lawyer. What Roe v. Wade said was the abortion into three trimesters. And in the first trimester, which would be before the quickening, if you will, of St. Augustine, when it's just a bunch of cells, when it has no brain, no heart, no pain, no spine, nothing, at the early time, yeah, there are no restrictions. It's just as a woman can have an abortion.
Like a period.
But when at the end, when a fetus is about a month before birth, then I think most of us, including me, understand, you know, there's when it's a month before birth, if a fetus can live as a child outside the mother's body, then there's no need for abortion. You know, it's no imposition on her. If it's 8 months or 7 months, unless it could severely affect her life or her health, if you're 8 months in, no, you have the child. I have no problem with laws like that. Maybe I'm not as liberal as some would think I am, but I think it's perfectly fair to say if you've gone 8 months in, you finish it, because the at that point the fetus can be a child without requiring the mother. At the end of the day, if we don't need women anymore to have children, if we can have children from test tubes on, then I think my view on abortion will entirely change. But right now, the way it is a woman's body, and it's not for me to tell her how to use it. And, I might encourage her to have a child, but at the end of the day, I want that to be her decision. And Sarah Palin's view that if you rape a 12-year-old, if a father rapes his 10-year-old daughter or 11-year-old and she gets pregnant, that she has to bear that incestuous rape. I can't imagine what cruelty that is to a young girl who didn't deserve the cruelty in the first place. She was viciously attacked. You know, to force her to have that child, I can't imagine that in America. But hey, that's
Mark.
Sarah Palin's America. We got to take a break. I'm sorry, but
love you, Mark.
Thanks very much for calling. I do appreciate it. If you want to call in, folks, hey, agree or disagree, I do want to hear from you. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. We'll be right back after this.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of truth. The Leslie Marshall Show, 888-6-LESLIE.
Why do I choose non-drowsy Claritin? I love watching my son play soccer, but when my allergies hit, I sneeze and my eyes get itchy and watery. Claritin relieves all my worst symptoms without drowsiness. So when my son scores a soccer goal, I know I won't miss it. And only non-drowsy Claritin is clinically proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear, indoors and out.
Use it directed. Only brand clinically tested. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
Yeah. Ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TODAY to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code TODAY to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code TODAY, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Get it,
boy! Party life sure can give you red eyes. Too much chlorine, too much sun.
Hi, Ben.
Too much eye strain. When I get my groove thing on, I get Clear Eyes Maximum Redness Relief. Maximum redness relief without a prescription. If you're a party animal like me, get Clear Eyes Maximum Redness Relief. Want Clear Eyes? Get Clear Eyes. Wow. Use as directed.
AM 1520. It's Rockin' at the Knox 2008, Buffalo's greatest party with the world's greatest party band, the B-52s, live in concert on Saturday, September 27th at the All Right Knox Art Gallery with special guest Metric. Get your tickets now for Rockin' at the Knox 2008. An evening of musical performances with the B-52s, Metric, and many more surprises on three stages starting at 5 p.m. Rain or shine, Saturday, September 27th. Standing room only. Tickets are selling out fast. Get yours today, priced at $40 in advance. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. At all Ticketmaster outlets, including Macy's department stores. Charge by phone at 852-5000. Tickets are also available at the Albright Knox Admissions Desk. The B-52s, rocking at the Knox 2008, September 27th at the Albright Knox Art Gallery. Tickets are selling out fast. Rocking at the Knox 2008, featuring the B-52s, is presented by Independent Health and M&T Bank.
Announcing the incredible fall wardrobe sale at S&K Menswear. Right now, save 40% off our entire stock of suits, dress shirts, and sportswear. That means you can pick up a Jones New York or Oscar De La Renta suit for just $179.99. Save $120. And all cotton, no iron dress shirts from $29.99. With 40% off all suits, dress shirts, and sportswear, the hottest fashions are going fast. Visit skmenswear.com for a location near you.
If you ride a motorcycle, you might be thinking, oi, GEICO customers seem to be having a lot of fun and saving money on their car insurance. But what about us bikers? Why can't we save money? This makes us angry. Let's form a biker gang and go and tell them what for. Oi, hold on, just call it. GEICO insures all sorts of motorcycles like cruisers, street, sport, touring and high-performance bikes. So they're on it. Now let's have a little smile.
Now GEICO offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including motorcycles. Call 1-800-44-CYCLE or visit GEICO.com.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine. I'm filling in all week. We are talking about the vice presidential nominee, Sarah Palin. She does have some very interesting views on family, on religion, and many think that asking her about her views is somehow sexist. I don't know. I don't agree, but let's go through some of those views. She thinks that the Iraqi war is a task from God. A task from God. She thinks that a pipeline across Alaska is God's will. Now, I don't know whether she speaks to God personally. I don't remember the Alaskan pipeline anywhere in the Bible. I'll have to look again. Maybe it's one of those obscure books, Obadiah or something. I don't remember it in there. But it reminds me of the mistake George Bush made, and I think it was a mistake, when he talked about the Iraqi war as a crusade. You see, Muslims and other non-Christians are not too fond of the word crusade because it describes a time when Christians were going out and murdering non-Christians. And so they weren't real happy about the idea of conquering Iraq to make it Christian. I mean, some were. Ann Coulter, of course, famously said that we should kill all their leaders and convert them to Christianity. But what would you think of the foreign policy of a president? And let's face it, I mean, John McCain has melanoma. It's a malignant melanoma, the worst kind of cancer. It's not likely to go away. He is 72. If he won a second term, he'd be up till 80. So if Sarah Palin became president, how do you think her foreign policy would be if she said, I can't back down. God told me to do this. The Iraq war is God's task. So I'm sorry, we have to leave troops in Iraq for 100 years. I mean, at least John McCain, when he says we have to leave troops in Iraq for 100 years, he's doing it because he wants to promote American power. He wants American bases all over the place. He's willing to spend the billions and indeed trillions of dollars and thousands of lives necessary to have an empire, even if it means the people don't want us there. I mean, what we've learned now is the Iraq government doesn't want us there. But Sarah Palin wants our troops there not to make American power greater, but because it's God's will. It's a task from God. Heck, God is even speaking to her on pipelines. I wonder if God will tell her the winner of the Redskins-Giants games today. I mean, we could really use this. In any way, do we want a politician speaking like this? There's a very famous politician who said that instead of saying that God is behind everything we do, we should be trying to do what God wants us to do. In other words, we shouldn't be saying God approves of what we do. We should be trying to do what God wants us to do. That politician, Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan, and I, you know, Ronald Reagan didn't like people who wore their faith on their sleeve. It's one thing to be a profoundly religious person, as I think Barack Obama is, for example. And Joe Biden is Catholic. I mean, I don't mean to cast aspersions on anyone, particularly not the Catholic Church, which does so much good for the poor in America and around the world. But they don't wear their religion on their sleeve. In fact, I think that had Rick Warren not made it so political, Obama wouldn't have given the details of his faith that I think really aren't relevant. I want to hear about policies. And if you notice, the one thing that Sarah Palin didn't talk about in the speech written by Bush speechwriter Matthew Scully last night. She didn't talk about policies. She didn't talk about what she'd do. She didn't talk about what she'd do as vice president. She didn't talk about what John McCain would do as president. It was all biography. Biography, along with a little bit of sneer, a little bit of fear, and a lot of hate. It was all about tearing Obama down. And McCain, we have to vote for him as president because he's a war hero. No discussion of issues. And do you really think Americans are that blind to issues? I mean, what is it that you vote on? Do you vote because you want the economy to be better? There has not been a single mention of the economy that I've heard at this whole convention so far. Do they care about the economy? Is that the reason you vote? Or do you vote because you want to make sure that 10-year-old girls raped by their father cannot have an abortion? Because that's what Palin cares about. When she became mayor of Wasilla, Alaska, a town of 5,000 people, she ran on abortion and guns. She even got an out-of-state pro-life group to help finance her campaign. But in Wasilla, they wanted mostly to talk about roads and police. But she won. She won. It was a close vote. It was 600 and something to 400 and something. She won by 200 votes. Only about 1,000 people who voted in this town. So I guess every election is close. She won by taking people's minds off of economic needs, off of roads, and instead talking about religious needs. In fact, she was so concerned to impart her religion on her town that she went to the librarian, Mary Ellen Baker, and asked her, how can we ban books? There are a number of books, she said, that people find offensive in this library. How do we go about banning them? Well, the librarian said, Madam Mayor, I don't want to ban books. If people don't want to read the books, they just shouldn't check them out. And she said, you will do what I say or I'll fire you. And later, the librarian resigned. And that's another question for me. Do you think it is the proper role of government to ban books out of libraries? Not for children. I'm not talking about children. Should the government do as Sarah Palin wants the government to do and say, you shouldn't be reading this? To me, it reminds me a lot more of communist China than of the United States of America. I think if you're a libertarian, you have made your decision. You have seen Sarah Palin and you've said, this is a woman who wants to, let's face it, stomp on our freedoms. She wants to tell you what books you read. She wants to tell you what to believe. She wants to tell you what to do with your own body. I say, she shouldn't be vice president. 888-6-LESLIE, back after this.
Are you part of the 65% of Americans struggling to make the minimum monthly credit card payments? Do you know that 90% of that monthly payment goes to interest? Want to stop the payment merry-go-round?
Yes. Someone please help me with my credit card debt.
You can finally rest easy. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Relief USA, 800-426-1084.
Debt Relief USA helped clean up my credit problem and save me tons of money in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can get you debt-free in less than 36 months. Call the debt specialist, 800-426-1084. That's 800-426-1084 for Debt Relief USA.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Visit turntohelp.com and learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
A new voice, a new choice, and 50,000 watts to back it up. The voice of the new majority, AM 1520, WWKB Buffalo.
Nikon invites you to experience great moments from Live Nation's summer concert season. Visit NikonLive.com to check out the Rock and Roll Picture Show powered by Nikon and experience the hottest concerts from behind the lens of one of the world's best digital cameras. Nikon Live, your all-access photo pass.
If you ride a motorcycle, you might be thinking, oi, Geico customers seem to be having a lot of fun and saving money on their car insurance. But what about us bikers? Why can't we save money? This makes us angry. Let's form a biker gang and go and tell them what for. Oi, hold on. Just call it. Geico insures all sorts of motorcycles like cruisers, street, sport, touring and high-performance bikes. So they're on it. Now let's have a little smile.
Now GEICO offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including motorcycles. Call 1-800-44-CYCLE or visit geico.com.
Nikon invites you to experience great moments from Live Nation summer concert season. Visit NikonLive.com to check out the rock and roll picture show powered by Nikon, the hottest concerts from one of the world's best digital cameras. Nikon Live, your all-access photo pass.
Are you worried about making money in this economy? Well, I'm not, and you shouldn't be either. Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. The strategies I'm teaching right now can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Best-selling author and millionaire maker, Laurel Langmire, has personally coached hundreds of people into financial freedom. Laurel can teach you how to grow your bank account fast, even in this economy.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Did you know that fortunes are made in recessions? I can show you how to make more money this year than ever before.
Get started with Laurel's book, Millionaire Maker, and her powerful CD, Creating Massive Wealth in Today's Economy, a $75 value.
You can do this. And to get started, I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book and a bonus CD for free.
Just pay a small shipping fee and you can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Call 1-800-281-9195 for your free book and CD. That's 800-281-9195. 800-281-9195.
Nikon invites you to experience great moments from Live Nation's summer concert season. Visit NikonLive.com to check out the rock and roll picture show powered by Nikon and experience the hottest concerts from behind the lens of one of the world's best digital cameras. Nikon Live, your all-access photo pass.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, what else would you call a place that can save you hundreds when you switch? And even more if you're a good driver. You see, at Progressive, you're rewarded for slowing down at yellow lights, using your directional, and yes, yielding at yield signs. Sounds utopian. Did I mention this music is played by actual angels with harps? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates, Mayfield, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nikon invites you to experience great moments from Live Nation summer concert season. Visit NikonLive.com to check out the rock and roll picture show powered by Nikon, the hottest concerts from one of the world's best digital cameras. Nikon Live, your all-access photo pass.
But ask for that DP talk all the time. I tell you, I still can't answer that question until somebody answers for me. What is it exactly that the VP does?
Well, Sarah Palin's trying to figure that out. In her speech last night, the Republicans loved it. Some called her the next Ronald Reagan. Everything she had to say, they ate it up. But what did she say? What did she have to say? Well, she certainly spent a lot of time attacking Barack Obama. Yes, that was very important for her. But she didn't mention her own views. She didn't say she wanted to teach creationism in the schools, that she was against sex education. She didn't mention her view that raped little girls should be forced to have the babies. She didn't talk about her support by Big Oil or how her inauguration was sponsored by British Petroleum. She didn't talk about her view that books need to be banned and that adults shouldn't be reading certain kinds of books. She lied about the Bridge to Nowhere, saying she was against it without mentioning that she was for it before she was against it. And lo and behold, she kept the money. Nor did she talk about the fact that she hired a, yes, Washington lobbyist and went to Washington every year to pick up the earmarks for her city. And she did well. I mean, to call it a city is an exaggeration. The town had 5,000 people. Her 5,000-member town, 5,000-people town, got $27 million of your tax money. So if you want to know where your tax dollars went, just remember that $5,000 a person got your money in their pocket in Wasilla, thanks to Sarah Palin. And, you know, I'm sure you want to give $5,000 to each person in Wasilla. They seem to be really nice people, but you may think that your town should have some money, too. She, of course, believes that global warming is not man-made, and for that reason doesn't want polar bears to be on the endangered species list. Heck, she likes to hunt them. Now, did you hear any of that? Any of that in her speech last night? Did you hear any of that? I didn't. I didn't hear any of her views. Heck, she didn't even write her speech. It was written by Matthew Scully, the Bush speechwriter. Here's what she had to say last night.
But when the cloud of rhetoric has passed, when the roar of the crowd fades away, when the stadium lights go out and those styrofoam Greek columns are hauled back to some studio lot. When that happens, what exactly is our opponent's plan? What does he actually seek to accomplish after he's done turning back the waters and healing the planet?
Now, that was fascinating to me because it's classic psychological projection. What is Barack Obama going to do? Barack Obama spent an hour Thursday night in Denver saying exactly what he's going to do. Everything from support of universal health care to getting us on wind and solar and other renewable resources. Everything from how he's going to bring our troops home from Iraq to what he's going to do to help children give service in education, their year of national service. I mean, he dealt with everything. Everything. I don't think there's a single question you could ask Barack Obama that he hasn't answered. He said what he would do as president. And ironically, Sarah Palin said nothing. No, for Sarah Palin, it was all sneer, fear, and hate. Sneer, fear, and hate. That is the Republican way. Sneer, fear, and hate. The Empire Strikes Back. Sneer, fear, and hate. God, guns, and gays. You don't care about the environment. You don't care about health care. You don't care about Iraq. All you care about is God, guns, and gays. The culture war. Barack Obama eats arugula lettuce. He's not one of you. He doesn't have seven homes like John McCain. Oh, wait, John McCain forgot how many homes he has. No, God, guns, gays. Sneer, fear, and hate. The interesting thing to me is that so many people in America today don't like Dick Cheney, and yet Sarah Palin wants to run to replace Dick Cheney. And she used the Bush speechwriter to become exactly that Dick Cheney. She is a pit bull. She admits to being a pit bull. She's proud of being a pit bull. But my question is, do Americans really want to tear apart their fellow Americans, or do they want to solve problems? Apparently, Republicans believe it's all about tearing each other apart. Ed, in Lockahaven, Pennsylvania, welcome.
How you doing?
Doing good. What are your thoughts?
I couldn't agree with you more. Let me, I don't even know where to start. First of all, she mentioned that the Democrats would rather give rights to the terrorists or some BS like that, but let me explain my point of view. Bush is nice with labels and niceties. He wraps up torture, calls it waterboarding. It's a little less non-threatening. Then we have enemy combatants. And I guess if you're an enemy combatant, you don't deserve a trial. That really offends me. You know, if I am not correct, in Nazi Germany, we took the worst of the worst, and they had a trial in Nuremberg. And most of
That's
them were
true.
Strung up like they deserved.
That's
and
true.
I
we actually
no,
gave
you know
Nazi
what?
War criminals a trial. That's exactly right. But do you understand Bush can't give these enemy combatants a trial because he doesn't have enough evidence to convict them?
Right. Well,
he has no evidence they've done anything wrong.
Absolutely.
Some of them were just on the battlefield, and he doesn't have enough evidence to prove they've done anything wrong. So if there's a trial, they might get off, so there can't be a trial, Ed. Don't you follow the logic?
Well, the thing is the American people, you know, so many times, I don't know why people just don't think logically. I mean, when it's going to matter to the Republicans? When their son and daughter is held without a trial. If they're held without a trial, oh, my God, the whole world would change then.
Yeah.
It's because their ass isn't in the sling. I just don't understand the logic. I have no sympathy for terrorists at all. If they're guilty, then do what you will with them. But
I support death penalty if you prove it. If you prove it beyond a reasonable doubt, the way our Constitution says.
And then,
the thing that I find so fascinating is how much the Republicans hate the Constitution of the United States.
Oh,
and by the way, I don't mean all Republicans. I mean, I have to be clear. Many of them are coming away recognizing that lawlessness is not the right way. And so please, I'm not even going to say Republicans anymore. I'm going to say Bush-McCain supporters, okay?
No, because you had it right. You know why? What ticks me off about the Republican Party is they had the most incompetent and idiot in there for 8 years who lied to the American people, who did nothing but drag our country into the dirt, and they did nothing. They didn't try to impeach him. They didn't say, you know what, you're not up for the job. we're going to take the American people's side because you obviously can't do the job.
But, Ed, anger works. See, divisiveness works. That's why Karl Rove does what he does, right? She was called Sarah Barracuda for a reason.
Yeah, well,
and it's not just because of how she played basketball. They want someone to replace Dick Cheney. They want a Barracuda in office. They want fear-mongering because they understand that if people actually think, who will help me get health care? Who will be best in the economy? Who's going to lower taxes? Well, Obama, by every stretch, and this is no surprise to anyone who studied it, every single independent organization will tell you that if you make under $200,000, you will get your taxes cut under Obama and raised under John McCain because he wants to raise taxes on you if you have Social Security payroll tax or if you get health care through your business. So if you look at the facts, 70% of Americans are already with Barack Obama. They can't tell you the facts. They've got to bring up God, guns, and gays. They've got to bring up anger and fear and 9/11 and terrorism because you have to play to your emotions. If they play to your brain, you'll never vote for them.
Right. Well, what scares me most of all is this shouldn't even be a close election. What scares me most of all is I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think a lot of Americans out there are just plain ignorant because how the heck could this guy ever get put back in office in 2004? It shouldn't have even been close then.
Ed, they did it because a lot of people vote from their emotions and they don't vote on their brain.
Oh my God, but this guy wasn't bad. He was incredibly bad.
I know.
I mean, seriously, I
agree with you, but I don't want to go into a whole thing on Bush, and I got some other callers on the line.
Thank you
very much for your call. Let me go to Paul from Kennett, Pennsylvania. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate you taking my call. I just have a question. I'm one of those wacky Republicans.
Okay. But don't you think the Republicans should say what they would do for the country and not just spend their whole time tearing down Barack Obama?
Well,
I mean, you can agree with me on that, can't you?
There's a lot of truth to go around about who's tearing down who and how it's being handled. But I had one specific question because I heard you make a comment earlier.
Yeah.
Let's just take, for example, if Roe versus Wade were overturned in the Supreme Court, can you tell your audience what would happen then?
What happened is that state by state, the state legislatures would decide what to do.
Okay.
So you might have a state like Idaho where even if a woman is raped, she'd be forced to have the child. But then in New York or California, you could have abortion as the woman wished. So it would end up being a very different law state by state.
And is there something wrong with that?
Well, in my view,
Listen,
it's a fair question. I'm a constitutionalist too, and I generally believe in states' rights, but I also believe that when it comes to certain fundamental freedoms, that's why we have the Bill of Rights in the Constitution. For example, the caller before.
There is no right to privacy in the Bill of Rights.
Well, the way I see it, there is a right to not have your body searched. In the Fourth Amendment, by the way, I think Roe v. Wade is best decided on the Fourth Amendment, not the Ninth Amendment, not for all you constitutional scholars out there. The government cannot violate your person or your property without having a warrant. And to me, it is violative of a person to say, you know, you can't have a tattoo or you can't decide what to do with your own body. To me, what it says, in effect, is we're going to control your uterus. It belongs to the state. It doesn't belong to the woman. So as far as I'm concerned, I see it, admittedly, under the Fourth Amendment. As far as the Ninth Amendment, I can make a longer argument on privacy. I'll make it very briefly. The Ninth Amendment says that just because we have other rights in the Bill of Rights doesn't mean there aren't others retained by the people. And I think the right to privacy is a classic common law right. It's the same thing. A man's home is his castle is an old English adage before then. So as a lawyer, I can justify it that way. But to me, I see it as there's certain things, for example, equality under the law, that even if a state says we want Jim Crow laws, we want to say that whites get more rights than blacks, or frankly, straights get more rights than gays, I don't think a state can do that because we have equality under the law, even if the majority supports it. To me, the Constitution trumps the majority. So that's how I respond to it legally. Morally, I would do my best to prevent as many abortions as possible. And to me, the best way to do that is to teach contraception along with abstinence. I don't mind teaching abstinence, but I don't think it should be abstinence only. Teach abstinence along with contraception. Encourage people to have adoptions and encourage people, frankly, to wait to have kids until they're ready to bring those kids up as responsible members of society. That's my view.
Well, I appreciate your response. I mean, generally, I get a lot of rhetoric if I ask that question. But you know,
I'm a constitutional lawyer, so I happen to know some of these things, and I've studied them.
I disagree with you. Make no mistake about it.
No, I understand. But let me be the first to tell you, and this may surprise you, given my political views. But I don't think Roe v. Wade was a well-written decision. I've read it. I think it should have been based, as I said, on the Fourth Amendment rather than the Ninth Amendment. And I think it could have been written better. I think that the right is still there. I think procreative freedom is one of those basic freedoms. To me, it's you know, whether or not to have a child, to me, is a basic human right that I don't think the government can interfere in. But I do agree that the decision was not the best written decision. Hey, listen, my producer, Mark Romaldi, wants to ask you a question. Go ahead, Mark.
I was just wondering your stance on, I know the position of Sarah Palin, obviously, like she has stated, is even if a child is raped, then they'd be forced to have a child. Do you think that is, I mean, okay, or do you not agree with that particular?
Would you ban abortions in cases of rape?
I have to be honest with you. I struggle a great deal with a decision like that. However, I look at it, if it was not the individual's decision to have sex, right, then they have a right, and under those circumstances, to abort the child.
So you would disagree with Palin on that specific instance, right?
As distasteful as I may personally think that is, right, I also feel that you should not have to bring a child into this world that you did not participate in its conception.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't go as far as Sarah Palin does on that question. Let me ask you one more question while I got you on the line.
Sure.
One thing that Sarah Palin believes in is that you should not teach kids about contraception. You should only teach abstinence, which to me leads to more unwanted pregnancies and, frankly, more abortions. I would teach contraception in schools. What's your view?
I would teach both contraception and abstinence.
See, but so we're not that far apart, Paul.
I have to tell you this. I wouldn't simply teach contraception, because what the schools are doing at this point in a lot of situations is they're saying, hey, it's okay to have sex, right? And I don't agree with that.
Well, I think what schools should say is that when you choose to have sex, it's a major, very important part of your life. You shouldn't do anything like that lightly. You know, you should discuss it and make sure that's the right thing to do, that there are emotional connections.
Let me put it to you this way.
They should make people know it's a big deal.
Let me put it to you this way, because I've said
quick, go, because we're going to break. Quick, go ahead.
All right. If you're not mature enough to go to a drugstore and buy contraception on your own, and you have to go to the school because you're embarrassed, you're not old enough to have sex.
I agree with you. I don't know that schools should sell it themselves, but they should let people know how to use them, because then we'll have less unwanted pregnancies and less abortions, fewer abortions, and that's something I hope that left and right can come together on, and that's one of the things I like that Barack Obama said. Thanks very much for your call, Paul. We have others on the line, a lot more to go tonight. We also have to refute all the things that Sarah Palin said about Barack Obama. A good show ahead of you. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Back after this.
Leslie Marshall, straight and on point. 888-6-LESLIE.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TODAY to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, TODAY, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code TODAY. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Ah, nature. The trees, the flowers. The dust, the pollen. The ragweed swaying in the gentle breeze. Well, if the great outdoors isn't great for your eyes, make sure you get Clear Eyes Itchy Eye Relief. It clears up itchy, red, and watery eyes so that you can admire all of nature's wonder. Want Clear Eyes? Get Clear Eyes brand Itchy Eye Relief. Use as directed.
I like to just run and let my mind wander. It's a creative time for me.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Usually with me, I'll run for 25, 30 minutes, and I'll kind of get in the zone. And then, you know, I'll come up with solutions to problems I didn't even know I was considering. You know, it's just a great way to get your day going.
His Match.com username is Exercise Guy, and you can email him right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com for details.
A new voice, a new choice, the voice of the new majority. AM 1520.
When your power goes out, it's hard, especially if it's during a stormy night and you're left in pitch black. That's why it's important to get ready before the next storm and power failure. This is Bob from Sea Crane. Like you, I've been through my share of power failures, and I know how frustrating it is to find dead batteries in your equipment. At Sea Crane, we put together a special calamity kit that includes three high-quality, no battery needed, wind-up pieces of equipment. The first is a durable LED lantern, great for general lighting and safely moving about a room. A wind-up LED flashlight for finding the ladle and checking on the soup. And an AM-FM weather radio for NOAA updates and local news. The high-quality calamity kit is what you need to make dinner in the dark and keep informed of the news.
To learn more about preparing for disasters, or to order your calamity kit for just $119.95, visit ccradio.com or give Sea Crane a call at 800-522-8863. Sea Crane, the high-performance radio and light company.
You can now listen and learn from the Dollar Doctors anytime and anywhere in the world. The Dollar Doctor shows are available wherever you can get on the internet. Just go to sapperston.com and click on the Dollar Doctor radio broadcast link. You'll be taken to the site where you can listen live at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday mornings or to their hundreds of archive shows anytime. So if you miss listening live to KB 1520 some Saturday, fear not. Willard and Peter await you anytime, anywhere in the world at sapperston.com.
Here at Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels, we know you make a ton of decisions every day. So here's a simple one. Just book at choicehotels.com to earn triple choice privileges points starting with your second stay. That means free nights faster. And with a no-brainer like that, you can focus on the important stuff, like why sheep don't shrink when it rains. Book your stay at choicehotels.com or 800-4-CHOICE. We'll see you there.
Reservations must be made at choicehotels.com or 800-4-CHOICE at qualifying rates. Valid 9-1 through 11-30-08. See choicehotels.com for details.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. I am not Leslie Marshall. I am Mark Levine. I host my own radio show out of Washington, D.C. called The Inside Scoop. I am an ex-congressional attorney, and I provide on my show all the news the government does not want you to know. And it seemed to me when I was watching Sarah Palin read the White House's speech last night, written by White House speechwriter Matthew Scully, I thought there's a lot of things that they're not telling us. And I'm not just talking about the social issues. We spent a lot of time talking about her views on abortion, on abstinence-only education, on not teaching contraception with regard to her daughter. But there's so much that they haven't told us. All right, you've heard about Troopergate, right? You know that she fired someone in her administration because he didn't fire her ex-brother-in-law, and then more importantly, she lied about it. Okay, so you know about that. You probably know, as I talked about the last couple days, that she herself, after going into labor in Dallas, still flew 4,000 miles from Texas to Anchorage, Alaska, a distance greater than the distance from Chicago to London, flew 8 hours, 4,000 miles in labor because she wanted her child born in Alaska because, as her husband put it, we can't have a fish picker from Texas. You know about her support for teaching creationism in the schools. This woman's not really big on science, the fact that she doesn't think global warming is man-made, take polar bears off the endangered list. But do you know some of the smaller things in her life? Do you know about her support for Pat Buchanan for president? And, of course, Pat Buchanan is our favorite right-wing extremist, right? I mean, he's actually a very likable guy, but he's got some very extreme views. Do you know about Secession Gate, her ties to the Alaskan Independence Party? Here's something that I find fascinating that so few have talked about. Her husband was a member of the Alaskan Independence Party for more than a decade, and she attended at least two, possibly three of their conventions, and addressed a fourth, attended in 1994, possibly in 2000, admittedly in 2006 when she was running for governor, and addressed the convention in 2008. So what's wrong with her husband being a member of the Alaskan Independence Party? What's wrong with her addressing the convention? Well, maybe you just don't know what the Alaskan Independence Party is about. It's about independence for Alaska. It's about secession from the United States. I'm not kidding. I don't know whether it requires a civil war. They just want a vote on secession. As its founder said, quote, "I'm an Alaskan, not an American. I've got no use for America or her damned institutions." The founder of the Alaskan Independence Party once professed his hatred for the American government, cursed the American flag as a damn flag. And Palin attended their convention and talked about Alaskan self-sufficiency. What did you think she meant by that? I thought John McCain wanted country first. It's interesting. Todd Palin was asked, the media asked, whether Todd Palin, her husband, supports the secession of Alaska from the United States. Answer? No comment. No comment? Remember all the attacks on Michelle Obama saying she didn't love her country enough? Where Sarah Palin's husband openly supports secession? Well, I don't know if he does or he doesn't. The answer is no comment. Sarah Palin was asked, does she support a vote? She said she doesn't support secession. I'm glad to hear we're not going to lose a state because we'd have to change the flags and all. But she was asked whether she supports a vote for Alaska to decide whether to secede. And her answer was no comment. I'll tell you this, though. The Alaskan Independence Party and their leader, their vice chairman, Dexter Clark, has said it is AIP policy to infiltrate mainstream parties so that they can get into power. The Alaskan Independence Party. What don't you know about Sarah Palin? You know that she wants to ban books. You know her views on abortion. Do you know what she said to the Republican leader of the state Senate, Lyda Green, a woman who's suffering from cancer? You know what she said about her? You got to wait till the hour, but I'll tell you. Give me a call, 888-653-7543. This is Mark Levine, back after this.